And our guest this hour, Dr. Joanne Conaway, as we talk about your health, criticalhealthnews.com. Also, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-7234. We'll be back with her, your calls and questions, in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Now, next hour, we're going to dabble a little bit in astrology, the power of Mercury, the planet. We've got Dr. Joanne Conaway this hour, though, and your questions from criticalhealthnews.com. Joanne, when you were in the Air Force, and you helped a lot of people as an aerial medical evacuation nurse, when did you decide to get away from mainstream medicine?
Well, actually, I made that decision based on what I was learning from Dr. Wallach. And it's fascinating because my background in nursing is a little different from many. I spent several years doing specialized nutritional support in nursing. That does not often happen, but I was in a big teaching institution in Texas, and we had a nutritional support team. This was back in the late 1970s, early 1980s, when we first realized we could keep people alive that could no longer eat by mouth. We knew they needed carbohydrates and proteins. We quickly learned they needed essential fatty acids. But more specifically, we learned that they needed many of the minerals and trace minerals that we now know are so important. Molybdenum, manganese, boron, zinc, those things that were on the periodic table in the classroom, we knew about them, but we had no idea that the human body needed those things. So when I first heard Dr. Wallach and his message several years ago, it was like he was preaching to the choir. I had seen the manifestations of many of these nutritional deficiencies in the patients that I took care of that could no longer eat by mouth. So I knew right away that I needed to have these minerals and trace minerals, and they've made all the difference in the world for me. So by helping to spread this message and helping people to understand the need for the 90 nutrients and cleaning up the diet, what I found was over the course of several years, I helped many more patients than I ever did in 40 years as a nurse. I was a nurse before I became a naturopath. I helped so many more people than I ever had in 40 years of nursing, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I found myself in conflict all the time, standing in front of a patient, asking them to take a drug that I knew may in fact be harmful, and I also knew that there was a better nutritional way to approach their condition. I finally just had to retire early from nursing, go back to school, and now I do what I think is best for people. Now I do the all-natural approach to health and wellness.
All right, well, let's go to Peter in the Bronx now to get things started this hour. Hi, Peter, go ahead.
Hey, George. Hey, Dr. Conaway. Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
I have two questions. One, if someone's got diverticulosis, which is an absorption problem, what can you do about that as far as Dr. Wallach's vitamins and minerals? And the second question is, I have another family member who's got diabetes, which moved on to congestive heart failure. Now there's kidney issues. She's on a lot of meds. If she's taking anything like the vitamins and minerals that, you know, you're proposing here, is there any problems with any of the medications you're taking? For example, like Coumadin, you have to watch vitamin K and so on and so forth.
Okay. First of all, your first question, is there anything that we can do for diverticulosis? I have had a lot of success helping people with diverticulosis, having them do those basic things I always talk about, clean up the diet, but more importantly, a probiotic program that helps to reestablish the balance of good, healthy gut bacteria. Anytime a digestive issue is a concern, and many people have digestive issues, don't even realize it, but anytime a digestive issue is a concern, it's because we have an imbalance in the gut microbiome. That good, healthy gut bacteria versus the unhealthy bacteria, or the less desirable bacteria, if you will, that is what's causing the basic problem. So yes, there are various things that we can do. As far as helping someone who has a lot of history, a lot of medications, a lot of multi-system failure, yes, these products will work in those people. The only real caution that we give people with respect to Coumadin, for example, which is something that you brought up, is in the 90 nutrients, those nutrients actually include essential fatty acids. And what we know is that essential fatty acids, good omega-3 essential fatty acids, will help to stop sticky platelets, if you will. If someone is on a blood thinner, like a Coumadin or a Warfarin or Plavix or Eliquis or any of those that are out there, We caution them just to make sure their doctor knows they're taking an essential fatty acid and to make sure that they have their bleeding times checked more often, because those essential fatty acids will do naturally the same kinds of things those drugs will do. So yes, there would be potentially an increased effect on the part of the drug. So we just encourage patients to talk to their doctors, make sure that the doctor knows they're taking essential fatty acids. But all of those things that you've mentioned are all things that can be dealt with if the body is nutrified and if you clean up the diet, make sure the gut is working properly, make sure that balanced bacteria is maintained, and these nutrients go a long way toward helping to correct some of those issues.
We have a tweet in from Shine Bright that wants to know if there's a cure for Parkinson's disease. Not yet, I don't think.
Well, conventional medicine's not going to tell you that there's a cure for Parkinson's, and I'm not going to say we can cure Parkinson's. What I can tell you is using our program and making sure that you're getting an abundance of good, healthy eggs in your diet, making sure that you're getting an abundance of those good, healthy, essential fatty acids that I was just talking about, in addition to all those other things I've said, that will go a long way. We've had many people who have Parkinson's who have had significant Parkinson's with all the symptoms that go along with it. We have put them on these programs, and lo and behold, people wouldn't know to look at them that they have Parkinson's disease. Can I say I can cure it? No, I can't say I can cure it. What I can say is I can give your body the best ability to fight the symptoms associated with Parkinson's disease.
David in Bellflower, California is up with us now, west of the Rockies. Hi, David.
Hi. Finally got a hold of you. This is a very important thing, and I got to do this fast because I'm losing power on my battery. Okay. A year ago, I had an ultrasound of my both carotid arteries. My left carotid artery is blocked more than 75%. The right one's probably around 40%. About 2 months ago, my left eye went blind. It took about 15 minutes to come back. It took 10 minutes to see through it again. I could see, it went to dark gray, but I could see around 6 o'clock at the face of the clock. I could see the tips of my toes. Now, I've been diagnosed with amaurosis fugax, F-U-G-A-X. I think I pronounced it kind of close. And anyway, it's the temporary loss of vision in one eye due to lack of blood flow to the retina. They think that a piece of plaque from my carotid artery might have broken off and got lodged into the back of the eye. Now, I've just had my blood tested. Everything's fine. They did a an eye exam, dilated my eyes yesterday. The guy said, see nothing wrong with your rods and cones, and the back of the eye is fine. They did a cardio on my heart, but the suction cups all over my chest. The heart's fine. The only thing that's wrong is I haven't hit the lottery yet. So, yeah, can you tell me? Well, they want to put me on blood thinners, and I'm afraid to do that. I'm wondering, is there anything in your program that I could go on that can get rid of the plaque without surgery or without blood thinners? That's my main concern, because I've got people that need me to take care of them, and I'm doing the best I can.
Well, one of the problems you've got, David, and I've learned this from Doc Wallach, I think he's got inflammation issues. Joanne?
Absolutely. He has inflammation issues, and those inflammation issues are caused by, again, diet and environment. And when those diet and environment triggers actually damage the inside lining of the vessels, the body tries to protect that vessel and does so by laying down plaque. And that plaque becomes that atherosclerosis. And that plaque happens as a result of the wearing away or the microscopic tearing or nicking on the inside of the vessel. The body's trying to protect itself. So you've got the combination of damage to the inside of the vessel, in addition to the inflammatory response that's going to happen anytime you have damage, whether it's bumping your shin or this nick or tear at the cellular level. Is there anything we can do? Absolutely. And the first thing I would say in any situation like this is make sure that you understand the importance of cleaning up the diet. Get rid of all the gluten. Get rid of the genetically modified foods. Get rid of those fried foods. No burnt animal fats. Those are the kinds of things that contribute to this toxic load in the body. Significantly decrease your carbohydrate intake. Carbohydrate intake will lead to that toxic buildup in the body. That toxic buildup in the body will lead to an inflammatory response. So all of these things, in my opinion, could easily be corrected if you do the things that we recommend, and that's going to be clean up the diet, make sure the gut's working, and make sure you're taking the nutrients that will provide significant benefit to the vascular system. We have a pack that specifically speaks to the vascular system, and it includes a couple of the different essential fatty acid products. Those essential fatty acid products are imperative to help, number one, decrease the inflammation, but also help to regulate the clotting of the blood so that those clotting issues are not a problem.
And I recommend, Joanne, turmeric a lot, too, for that.
Turmeric, absolutely. And one of the products that I normally recommend is a product that has the turmeric, the quercetin, and the resveratrol in it because they're such potent antioxidants. And again, when you're talking about all these toxins, we want to get rid of these antioxidants. We have a brand new product in the line that is, again, a fantastic antioxidant product. It's a muscadine grape product and has an incredible ORAC score. ORAC meaning oxygen radical absorbance capacity, cleaning up all those free radicals. Those are the products that I would put someone like yourself on because those are the things that I know would benefit you and help to support the vascular system and correct these issues that are associated with the carotid artery occlusion and all the plaque leading to episodic blindness, those kinds of things.
That's
it's all
scary.
Of that sort of thing.
That is scary, isn't it, Joanne? I mean, you go blind like that, just like that?
It is scary, and yet this is a condition that, unfortunately, this is exactly what happens to people. And it happens to people because sometimes a blood clot itself or even a piece of that plaque will break off and block an artery in the eye. And when the artery gets blocked, then, unfortunately, you lose vision. And you have a temporary loss of vision in most cases. But in this situation, you have like that tunnel vision that occurs. And like he was pointing out when he was giving the description, he could see the 6 o'clock, but couldn't see peripherally. So these are things that, again, what we know is that if the body is clean, meaning we're not introducing those toxins, we can, in addition to that, not increasing the toxins, turn around and give the beneficial nutrients and potentially affect the change. It's just like those things that are in the products that help to break up the plaque, if you will, in the arteries that feed the kidneys. We've helped many people with kidney function problems, kidney disease problems, correct those issues just by giving them products that we know will help to eliminate that plaque that builds on the inside of those vessels.
Are doctors astonished when people come back to them after their diagnosis of problems, and the problems in some cases are gone?
Oh, absolutely. They're astonished. And, you know, I have a situation where a person that I that's very near and dear to me has an issue with kidney problems and had a kidney removed for cancer, and they've been wanting to put her on dialysis for now for 5 years, but she is faithful to the program I've put her on, and her lab work is good, and so she doesn't need to be put on dialysis. And both her primary care doc and her kidney doctor have said, we're really concerned. You should have been on dialysis years ago. We can't figure out what's going on. And she won't tell them what she's doing because she knows that they'll say, oh, well, that's not going to work.
Next up,
here we are 5 years out.
Let's go to Keith in Rochester, New York. Hey, Keith, go ahead.
I want to ask a conceptual question. You mentioned the car's fuel tank. You never put in sand, only fuel. But what happens if you could make that vehicle run even without fuel? I have very, very low blood pressure. Several doctors have said they've never seen a person who can function as well as I do with as low blood pressure. So my exact question is, would this be a means of helping the body keep at bay diabetes and the aging process, because low blood pressure might be the key to simply relieving the body of stress and impact? Over the years, I've heard experts in the medical field say, yes, you have to eat to live, but that very food is also wearing on the body. What happens, like having a vehicle move without fuel, if people had that extra low blood pressure that they could get through life with that low blood pressure causing less wear and tear on the body?
Interesting question, Joanne.
That is an interesting question, and certainly there are a couple of different ways to look at that. When we talk about low blood pressure, and some people do have low blood pressure, and, you know, if they are being seen by a physician for the first time, sometimes it's alarming because they have such low blood pressure. We know that blood pressure is necessary, a good healthy blood pressure is necessary to perfuse the brain and to perfuse the vital organs. But if you're in a situation where you have low blood pressure and you're still adequately perfusing the brains and the brain and the vital organs, then from that perspective, I would say that possibly you could stay healthier for longer as a result. But the important thing to remember is, with low blood pressure, if we can't find an absolute reason why it's low blood pressure, we need to consider nutritional deficiencies. We need to consider the calcium and magnesium, for example. We need to consider function of the kidneys, and are the kidneys actually functioning appropriately? Usually with kidney disease, the blood pressure is too high, but sometimes the reverse can be true. If you are well-nourished, if you are well-hydrated, if you have adequate amounts of protein in the blood, then you should have adequate amounts of circulating volume, and that pressure should be adequate to perfuse your vital organs. In this case, if it's low blood pressure and you have no symptoms associated with that low blood pressure, then from my perspective, we watch it, we monitor it, we make sure you have no symptoms. Does that mean that you're going to stay healthier longer? Certainly you will stay healthier longer than someone who has high blood pressure, because that high blood pressure is so damaging to all of the organs.
Stay with us. We're going to come back in a moment with final questions with Dr. Joanne Conaway from criticalhealthnews.com. When you go to that website, by the way, take a look at some of the other opportunities that could be available to you as well. I think you'll find it very intriguing. And here's that toll-free number. Keep it. You can call tonight. Keep it and call tomorrow. 1-855. Well, it's toll-free. 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. And we'll be back with final calls in a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Well, next hour, astrologer Leslie McGuirk joins us as we talk about the power of Mercury. I'm looking forward to that. Always fun talking to astrologers. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. Dick Morse, by the way, confirmed he's going to be joining us on election night, giving his expertise into what's going on. And as you know, just heard, worked with the Clintons for years. And he will be adding his feedback and input as we watch the election results unfold. We're with Dr. Joanne Conaway, our final segment here, taking your calls. She is from criticalhealthnews.com, and I'm getting lots of messages. Write down this phone number, because I've given it 100 times. 1-855-949-7234. Or just remember 1-855-949-RADIO whenever you want to call them and ask them for some advice. I am amazed, Joanne, at so many people. I mean, the phone lines have not stopped ringing since you've been on with me. There are so many people that are now beginning to become concerned about their health, or they care enough about their health to either make the call or go to the website. I think that's fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic, George. And I think part of the reason why this is happening, I've seen it through the years, people see their doctors and they go back and they get their prescriptions filled and they go for the next appointment, and it becomes this downward spiral, is what I call it. And what happens is, It's almost like one day they wake up and they realize they've been doing exactly what their doctor tells them to do for all these years, and they're not getting better. There's got to be a better way. There's got to be a different way. And one of the things I was talking about earlier, you don't know what you don't know. And so when people come to me because they've made the decision there's got to be a better way, they learn things that their doctor has not taught them. They learn things that they would not learn if they continued in the conventional medicine model. And lo and behold, because the body is such a fantastic healing machine, they see significant changes in their health. You know, to your point, the question you asked me a little while ago about doctors, are they amazed? I can't tell you how many doctors are amazed that their patients no longer have the diagnoses that were given to them, and they're no longer taking the meds that were prescribed to them, because lo and behold, they've cleaned up their diet, their gut's healthy, they're taking 90 nutrients, and the body is putting those nutrients to work at the cellular level to make itself healthier.
See, I love medical practitioners who do what they can do with medicine, because I think in some cases it's helpful to people, but they are so into helping people naturally as well. Those are good doctors as far as I'm concerned. How about you?
Oh, and that's absolutely true. It's just that so many of them have trouble doing that because the American Medical Association is pretty strict about what a doctor can and cannot do. And if you're not writing enough prescriptions because you're doing nutritionals instead, there's a strong likelihood you will be investigated and may, in fact, lose your license.
Let's go to Charles in San Luis Obispo. That's in California. Charles, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, George. No, it's Scott from San Luis Obispo. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hey, hello, Dr. Calloway. You know, I was just talking to Tommy about this. You know, I have an orange tree. I bought a house a few years ago. And I don't know if I'm going to ask a silly question, but about twice a year, the tree provides a full load of oranges. And I hate to see those oranges go to waste because they'll just fall to the ground. I usually give them away, but I've been drinking the oranges about 2 to 3 glasses a day, about a pint. And, you know, since the topic tonight is about diabetes, and I know that oranges is a sugar, I don't know if I'm just consuming too much. But I looked online, you know, there's pluses and minuses about oranges and orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't eat them year-round, but am I just creating a danger for diabetes, even though it's a fruit?
That's an interesting question. Natural fruits, do you get too much sugar from the natural foods, fruits, doctor?
You can if you eat too many of them, and 3 glasses of orange juice a day is going to give you a lot of carbohydrate and a lot of sugar. And so my answer to that is yes, you could get too much sugar from fruits. Now, for a long time, we thought that those natural sugars from fruits were not harmful and were, in fact, helpful. But what we know is, especially given the fact that our diets include so much in terms of carbohydrates from various different sources, even those fruit sugars are too much. I know that, for example, if people are subscribing to the ketogenic approach to healthy lifestyle, meaning they are limiting their carbohydrates, they're eating high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carbohydrate, you're not going to find those people eating oranges because oranges have that higher carbohydrate count. I know, for example, this time of year is my favorite time of year because of all the apples. So I decided to check to see how many carbohydrates in apples. Oh, my gosh, I was astounded because there's so many carbohydrates in apples. So can you get too much of natural fruit sugar? In my opinion, yes, you can.
Where'd the old saying come from, an apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Well, and that's true if you limit your overall carbohydrates. If you're eating an apple a day, you've got to understand that the apple has carbohydrates. It also has fiber. Fiber kind of negates some of those carbohydrates. It has pectin. It has things that help to keep the bowel cleaned up. It helps to keep things moving through the gastrointestinal system. So from that perspective, an apple a day is healthy. But if you put it in combination with so many of the other things that we have a tendency to consume, then you're boosting up your carb load. So it's a matter of making a decision, where do you want your carbs to come from? If you want your carbs to come from fresh fruits, you just need to make sure you're limiting the amount of fresh fruit. Otherwise, you will be getting too many carbohydrates.
We've got Mike in Ohio. Welcome to the show, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, George. Good morning, Dr. Joanne.
Good morning.
Morning. Dr. Joanne, in a pinch, I had pneumonia, and I took 90,000 milligrams of liposomal vitamin C. How do you feel about the liposomal encapsulation, and where are those dietary liposomes go in your body, and are they kind of safe? I mean, I took them at a pinch, and I kind of wondered. And thank you. I'll take my question off there.
Sure.
Thank you, George.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Doc.
Okay, how do I feel about them? I think that there's really not any problem with them. What I do think is that all of us need vitamin C. Most of us need more vitamin C than we consume. When you look at a product that has a liposomal aspect to it, what it is it's actually a lipid bilayer. And one of the nice things about that is because of this lipid bilayer that protects the vitamin C as it comes into your system, the body breaks down that lipid bilayer and then actually gets to the vitamin C. It's more of a progressive delivery of the vitamin C into the system. Sometimes because of that, it will help to limit one of the side effects of too much vitamin C, which is diarrhea. Some people get diarrhea when they take too much vitamin C. That's a normal response to too much vitamin C. In fact, oftentimes if we're trying to encourage people to take vitamin C, we tell them to take it to bowel tolerance, meaning take enough until you start having diarrhea and then back off a little bit. But in the case of anything that is encapsulated in a liposomal layer, for example, that's so that it will break down more progressively and can in fact be utilized very well by the body because of that. So I don't think it's a bad thing, and I think vitamin C is a good thing, and I think most people should have more vitamin C than they take.
I got to tell you, Joanna, in 1982, I had a kidney stone, and I was taking 1,000 milligrams a day of vitamin C, and the doctor who attended to me said that he thinks that's the cause. What do you think?
Well, it depends on the type of vitamin C you were taking. One of the things that we know is depending upon how the vitamin C is put together in the laboratory, it can, in fact, lead to a buildup or an imbalance of some of the salts and other things in the body that can lead to kidney stones. It could well have been the cause of your kidney stone, depending upon what the vitamin C was comprised of.
I thought I was being stabbed by knives. Horrible.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you get those stones, and that's the sad part about kidney stones, is they are so painful. And if you pass one on your own, passing it is excruciatingly painful.
Don't remind me.
I've seen 6'2" men weighing 250 pounds drop to their knees.
Cry. Mm. Cry. Charles in Elgin, Texas. Go ahead, Charles. Welcome to the show.
Hey there.
Hi. Wow, I'm losing you on the phone. Chami, check his line on line 3. Maybe we can help him out. Helen is in New Jersey, east of the Rockies. Go ahead, Helen.
Hi.
Hi
I
there.
Love your show. I watched it. I listen
well,
to it
thank you.
Every day, almost. I'm calling for the doctor's advice on stop smoking for a protocol and how much cost would be involved in that.
Stop smoking. What do we do about
yes.
that, Joanne?
Well, we have several different approaches to that. One of the things that has worked very well for many people is the Basic 90 program with the addition of lots of the plant-derived minerals. If a person is a smoker, oftentimes the smoking is an addiction, and it's an addiction because they have cravings for whatever is in the cigarette. Used to be cigarettes were a heck of a lot more healthy than they are now. Not that they were ever truly healthy, but a lot more healthy than they are now. And that's because of all the additives and all of the things that have been put into cigarettes that help to make them more addictive. So what we find is if you'll take lots of additional minerals, just the plain plant-derived
mm-hmm.
minerals, and the plain plant-derived minerals are $20 a bottle. So if you take additional minerals, and I'm going to say 3 or 4 ounces a day. And another thing that's a real trick for us, okay, we have an essential oil line. And one of the things that has helped people when they're trying to quit smoking is our black pepper essential oil. Literally, you open the lid and take a whiff each time you have a cigarette.
And that does it?
And that does it.
How does that work?
It's just the way the essential oil works in the body. You lose that
craving goes
away. Or that cigarette. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And does it? What about other cravings, like donuts and things like that?
Well, other cravings like that, we have other different ways of dealing with those. But the black pepper seems to work really well for people who are smokers, people who are addicted to things like marijuana and some of the other drugs that they become addicted to. If they make the decision they no longer want to be addicted, this is one of the ways that we approach it. But again, you've got to make sure that the body's getting the 90 nutrients.
We're going to take... Go ahead.
You also need to make sure that you're meeting the needs of the body and helping to get rid of those cravings. And oftentimes those cravings are mineral deficiencies.
Let's go to Petaluma, California now. Barbara's with us. Hi, Barb. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a question. As a 6-year cancer survivor.
Good for you.
1-year heart attack survivor that they can't do anything for because my heart's not viable. And just 2 weeks into dentures, I was reading about the polygrip that you put on to hold the teeth.
Uh-huh.
And that I was reading that it can cause zinc
deficiencies?
Yeah, or even be poisonous. So as a cancer patient, how should I be concerned about that?
Well, I know from my 2 years in pre-dental school, Joanne, that the teeth are critical and that if you have any kind of infections or bacteria problems in your teeth or gums, that could lead to other symptoms.
Oh, absolutely it can. And if you're going to be using something like a polygrip, you have to understand that most of those things that are out there are in fact that toxic to some degree. Some elements within those products are toxic. Now, in your case, because you're a cancer survivor and because you've had a heart attack and gone through a heart attack situation, I'm going to go back to the root cause of those things, which in my opinion would be your diet and the imbalance of the good healthy gut microbiome. What I would say to you is I would limit the use of Polygrip if I possibly could, because it is an adhesive and it's not an all-natural product. And what I would say also is make sure that you understand the good food, bad food list. Make sure that your digestive system is balanced and make sure that you're taking the 90 nutrients. But in addition to that, because you've had a history of cancer, I would want to make sure that you're flooding your system with good antioxidants. And that's going to come again in the form of those products that have the resveratrol, turmeric, quercetin, our new muscadine grape product. We have several products that go specifically after those toxins. They're antioxidant products that will help to get rid of the body's toxins. We know that cancer is basically a failure of the immune system. It's a failure of the immune system only because the immune system has been overwhelmed. If we can do the things to clean up the body, then the immune system will work better.
What do you think of stem cells for things like, and I'm a proponent of this, injections into the heart to make the heart kind of regenerate itself?
I think stem cell therapy is amazing therapy. But like I try to tell people, I would do it if it were me. If I had the need to do it, I would certainly consider stem cell therapy. I'm on board with you as far as that's concerned. But what I tell people is, and I was talking to a physician about this just the other day, let's not get to the point where we need stem cell therapy. Let's do all of those things ahead of time so that is never a reason. That is never something we have to consider. And how do we do that? We do that by doing the things that we always recommend, the things that I've said over and over again. Treat the body like the temple it is. Make sure that you don't put into it anything that is going to damage it. Make sure that you've got that good, healthy gut microbiome, and take the 90 essential nutrients and the other things that we know will support a healthy vascular system, and let's not worry about having to go to stem cell therapy.
Let's go to Pete in Wisconsin. Hey, Pete, we'll get you in here. Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
Great show there, I want to say. And this whole situation with stem cells and everything, I don't know if it counts for me, but there's a doctor that wants to take a bone marrow plug out of my back because my platelet count is going down since 2010.
Okay.
And I was just
so what they want to do is try to determine why your platelet count is so low. What I would tell you is, in the meantime, we can help to neutrophy you, and by doing so could very well change that for you.
Definitely get up to the website at criticalhealthnews.com and call the people at this number, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Critical that you clean your blood system up, Joanne, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Got to get it
and
done.
And the only way you're going to do that is to clean your gut.
And your book, Why is America So Sick? Where can you still get it?
You can get it at my website, which is drjconaway.com. So Dr. J, so drjconaway.com.
All right, Joanne, thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Dr. Joanne Conaway, of course, from the criticalhealthnews.com team, there to give you vital information to help you up. Up next, we're going to talk about astrology, the power of Mercury. What's it all mean? Understanding Mercury in retrograde. What does that mean? Leslie McGuirk joins us. That'll be next on Coast to Coast AM.